Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 133, or 33, as my Irishman would say. That's his favorite number. Theme for today is I want this. And so you're probably like, ooh, Jules, this is a bit of a curious title. I wonder what this is about. So you're going to find out soon. But first, best bite I had recently was an ice cream. So we've got some friends that come every school holidays, they come and stay, and they are fellow big ice cream fans. Anyway, so last time they came, we were tossing up ideas for good ice creams. And Sophia, my friend's little girl, she was like, carrot cake ice cream. And I was like, oh my goodness, I love carrot cake. I love ice cream. The two together, amazing. So I made a carrot cake. Then I actually made the frosting as well, crumbled the cake up and then mixed that through and made a vanilla ice cream base and froze that in the machine and then mixed it through, froze it all together. And I actually kept the frosting separate, and I had that from the fridge, so chilled, but with the ice cream. And yeah, like the whole combination of those three things, like the frosting, the cream cheese, I love that cream cheesy flavor. And then the ice cream with the carrot cakey bits in it, like so good. So the only thing was I didn't have any walnuts. So next time I do it, I'm going to make it my carrot cake with walnuts. And but this idea of like mixing cake with ice cream is so good. Like, so if you've ever got any leftover, I do it with leftover birthday cake or whatever, you can just crumble up the cake and chill it. And then you can buy like good quality vanilla ice cream and just leave it out for 10 minutes to soften. And then you just stir the two together and then pop it back in the fridge to firm up. And it's just like cake and ice cream. It's so good. Plan for today is, first I'll share the story behind this episode, I want this, so how it came to be, and then I'm going to talk about why I want this is such a powerful thought, and then we're going to talk about how to use this thought in your life, and of course I have a bonus tip to finish up with you, and at the very end I've got a little invitation for you as well, so stay tuned for that. So the story behind this episode is basically I've been working with one of my clients in the Secret Society of Intentional Booze Hounds. So I have a group where we're focusing on helping people reduce their drinking and have like change their relationship with alcohol so that they're still drinking, but drinking in a way that's intentional so that they're like kind of got that best of both worlds where they're enjoying alcohol, they're enjoying what they drink, but they're not drinking too much that it's so much that it's bad, like has that negative impact on their health. Anyway, so I've been working with a client for quite a while, and yet she'd made some progress and in a bit like two steps forward, one step back mode. And then the last couple of weeks, she's just really got it all happening. Like, so she's been setting intentions for like, she wants to have a couple of alcohol-free days a week. And then she also has been setting intention for like the number of drinks that she has in a week. And it's been amazing because the last couple of weeks, she like hasn't been able to do it, or she's done it here and there. And then the last couple of weeks, she's like achieved both goals. So she's achieved her 2-day AFD, alcohol-free days, and then also stuck to her intentional limit for the week. So she's feeling really good. And anyway, so she uncovered this thought that she has, I was like, kind of what's different between now and then? And she was like, just this thought is that in the moment, she's been telling herself, I want this. So it's like, right, okay, I need to do a podcast episode on this. So yeah, this thought, I want this, very, very powerful. And so why is it a useful thought? Why is it powerful? So if you remember, actually I can't remember if I've taught this on the podcast, but anyway, the way our brains work is, so we have thoughts and it's our thoughts that drive our emotions. This comes from cognitive behavior therapy, like in that branch of psychology. So we have thoughts, it's our thoughts that drive our emotions, and then from whatever we're feeling, we act in a certain way. So if we're having actions or behaviors that we want to change, if we're not happy about them, then the thing to do is to backtrack and figure out, okay, what's the emotion and what's the thought that's driving it? So the way I remember it is TEA. So thoughts drive emotions and they drive action. So uncovering thoughts that help us take positive action, that help us be, like in this case, be intentional around alcohol, is like so powerful because when we uncover what the thought is, then we can choose to keep thinking that thought and keep getting that feeling and keep taking the same action. So it's really a superpower to identify when you have a thought that helps you take whatever action it is that you want to take. So to give you like kind of more concrete examples of how this works, so if you think, oh, I really want to drink, like to use our alcohol example, if you've been trying to set intentions, you're probably going to be feeling a bit rebellious, or you're going to go into like, oh, I don't care about my intentions. And you're going to have that strong, if you're thinking I want a drink, that's going to, you're going to have a strong desire to have a drink. And of course, when you've got those emotions, like that strong desire, then of course the action is that even if you've set an intention that you're just going to go ahead and have a drink. So you can see like that thought, I want a drink, not so helpful. But whereas if you're thinking, I want this, and the this could be whatever it is, but in this case, in this example, you're thinking, I want to be intentional. I want to stick to my plan. I want to honor the commitment, like honor the intentions that I've set for myself. Then you're thinking, I want this. In those moments when you're having urges to like have a drink, like telling yourself, I want this, and the this being to be intentional, not the this being to drink. Like when you're telling yourself, I want to be intentional, then you're feeling determined maybe, or you're feeling committed, and you're definitely feeling desire to follow through on your commitments for yourself. And so what happens is you don't drink. You have a cup of tea instead, or you order a kombucha or soda water with bitters in it, which is what I really love at the moment. So you can see how like it's the thought, those two different thoughts drive you down a completely different road. And so, yeah, like I want to be intentional. I want this, tunes us into our desire. And that's why it's really powerful, because it doesn't tune us into the desire of the present moment. It tunes us into the desire of, you know, who we want to be, where we want to get to. And when we're tuned into that desire, then it's easy in the moment. Or it's not necessarily easy, but we are able to, in the moment, make our behaviors act in consistency with that desire. So it's really so good when you identify a thought like this. Like that's why I'm so excited I'm doing a whole podcast episode on it, because like these little thoughts, they may seem inconsequential, but it's really everything. So say you're wanting to have a healthy relationship with chips. If you're thinking like, oh, I can't be trusted around chips, or, you know, there's never enough chips in my life. If you're thinking those types of thoughts, that's just going to build your desire for chips. And so, of course, whenever there's an opportunity to eat chips, you're like going to struggle. Whereas if you're thinking, I want to be intentional with chips, then you might actually decide, yeah, I want to be intentional around chips. So I'm going to actually order some next time I'm out, or I'm going to buy a packet and I'm going to sit down. I'm going to enjoy them. It's going to be amazing. And then telling yourself, I want this, I want to be intentional around it. That is when you have the urge to have more chips, you just go, no, I want this. I want to be intentional. I want to stop when I've had enough of them. I don't want to overeat them. And that's going to help you create that intentional relationship with chips. So finding that balance. So that's like how you can use this in your life, is just to, whenever you've got any situation, first of all, setting the intention. And then when you're faced with, you know, opportunities to go against that intention, you just remind yourself, no, I want this. I already chose this. This is what I want for a reason. And it's mad. Like when you do that, like use that powerful thought in the moment, you will surprise yourself about how powerful you are and how like the amazing results that you can get. Oh yeah. And I haven't shared my bonus tip. So to make this even more, like double down and make them even more effective, is to back it up with a strong reason why. So this is something that I've been working on with my clients. So she's got really strong reasons why she wants to be intentional around alcohol, because she wants to sleep better. She wants to feel better about how she's aging. She's concerned about, you know, her brain health as she ages. And she wants to be a good role model for her children, all those things. Like she's got a whole list of reasons why. So when she's telling herself, I want this, in the back of her mind, that's also connecting her with all those reasons why she wants to make this change, why she wants to be an intentional booze hound, like why she wants to be intentional around alcohol. And, you know, because when she's intentional, she doesn't get hangovers. When she's intentional, she doesn't embarrass herself. Like there's so many reasons to be intentional. When she's intentional, she's getting this best of both worlds. So she's got all those reasons in the back of her mind. So whatever it is that you are wanting to change, getting really clear on your reasons why is a super helpful exercise to do, so that when you're telling yourself in the moment, I want this, there's a, like you're really connected and it's really congruent. And then that just kind of strengthens your resolve. Before we go, my invitation to you. So the Secret Society of Intentional Boozehounds that I mentioned before, which is my group where we do this work together to become people who have the best of both worlds, where we're able to have alcohol in our lives, but in a way where we feel in control, where alcohol is not controlling us, where we're the ones that are calling the shots, and that where we're drinking in a way where we're like not overdoing it and where we get to enjoy it and it's really fun. Anyway, I'm going to be opening up starting a new group for that. The current group's coming to an end in November this year. So if you're interested, if you're like listening to this and thinking, I really would like to change my relationship with alcohol, or if you're listening to this and thinking I'd like to change my relationship with food, either of those, I can help you. So send me an email and let me know you're interested, and then I can make sure you get the information when it's available. My email address is jules@thestonesoup.com. So I'll put that in the show notes. But yeah, I would love to hear from you or if you have any questions. Okay, have a beautiful week and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.